The opioid epidemic continues to be a significant problem in Arizona, according to a new report from the Arizona Public Health Association. And that's despite efforts in 2018 by the legislature and governor to put a dent in the crisis. That year, they approved the Arizona Opioid Epidemic Act, a bipartisan measure which, among other things, put restrictions on the number of opioid pills doctors could prescribe. The new study looked at data from the time that measure became law and found a slight drop in the number of deaths from prescribed opioids, but an increase in deaths from fentanyl. So what else needs to happen to try to get a handle on this crisis? Joining me to talk about that is Raminta Danulaitite, an associate professor in the College of Health Solutions at ASU, where she studies substance use generally and opioid use specifically. So, Raminta, this is clearly an issue that policymakers and others have been trying to solve for many years now. Why is it so difficult to do that?
Well, the problem of opioid use and opioid use disorder is really complex. So there is no one solution. You know, it's a problem that involves broader policy, social environments, and conditions that people live in, and also access to healthcare, access to substance use treatment services. So the problem is extremely complex, and then you add the complexity and changing nature of illicit drug markets. And so it becomes even more complicated of how to really address and tackle this problem.
One of the ways that the state tried to get its hands around this a few years ago was, among other things, was to try to restrict access to opioids, to limit the number of pills prescribers could prescribe and the number of refills, things like that. Is that an effective strategy in this case, do you think?
Well, so there is it's one of the strategies that it had to be placed in the complex web of other approaches to deal with a problem. So by itself, it's not effective because when people who are dependent on opioids or who have opioid use disorder lose access to pharmaceutical opioids, there is illicit market and people are drawn to the illicit market to drugs that are much more dangerous. So there need to be treatment services and other approaches that could help people deal with opioid use disorder without venturing into the illicit drug markets.
Is that kind of treatment similar to the kinds of treatments that people who are addicted to other kinds of drugs might undergo?
Yeah, so there are some similarities between different types of treatments for substance use disorders, but there are also treatments that are specific to treat opioid use disorders, and they involve medications such as methadone or buprenorphine, and these are evidence-based treatments that are often underutilized. These are life-saving medications that are often underutilized because of lack of access to treatment, because of stigma that oftentimes attach to the use of these treatments.
For people who have opioid use disorder, but maybe don't know about some of the treatment methods or don't have access to them, is there a way to try to help them without having them move on to things like fentanyl?
Yes, so definitely there has to be some very creative new ways to expand access to treatment, to make it attractive to people, to make it accessible. You know, people oftentimes say that, oh, I don't know what to go, I don't want to go on buprenorphine because, or methadone because, well, it's another drug. I'm just replacing my addiction, so I'm not really treating my dependence or opioid use disorder because I'm just replacing one drug with another. But we just have to recognize that these are evidence-based treatments, that it has been proven that they do work and they save lives. And so we have to change some of these attitudes that not only people who use drugs, the general community have, but also treatment providers sometimes also share some of these attitudes about the treatments that they're being provided.
If somebody moves on from prescription painkillers to illicit drugs like fentanyl or something else, is that harder to wean somebody off of than it would be to wean them off of opioids?
Yes. So, you know, fentanyl is more potent than heroin or most other pharmaceutical opioids that people have been exposed to. It's a highly potent drug. Oftentimes people develop greater tolerance and use greater amounts of these drugs. And so quitting for them oftentimes is more difficult. Some people say that their withdrawals are worse, although it's varies. Some, you know, there are different opinions and experiences. So yes, there are a lot more challenges for people who are exposed to fentanyl type drugs.
What do you think that it will take to really put a dent in this problem here in Arizona?
Yes, I think there is a great need for compassion, for understanding that opioid use disorder and use of other illicit drugs is a health problem that has to be tackled from many different angles. And it's so far, the primary approach has been, in general, that drug use is a criminal behavior or a moral failing. And so this type of approach lacks really in-depth understanding of what complex aspects are involved in opioid use disorder. So there is a need for more compassion. There is a need for understanding that opioid use disorder is really a multidimensional problem that needs to be tackled from public health and medical side.
Are there policy changes that you think would help as well, in addition to some of the more human emotional responses that we could change?
Yes, so there is definitely a need for policy changes to make treatment less restrictive or difficult to access. There is also a need for harm reduction services that could help people deal with these issues, such as syringe exchange programs and drug checking services and other services that are oftentimes classified as illegal. Policy changes need to be happen in that space as well to make them more accessible for people.
Raminta Danielaitite is an associate professor in the College of Health Solutions at ASU, where she researches substance and opioid use. And on this Thursday morning, you are listening to the show.